tasted and seen, yet questioned it all. Still you remain. Chased empty dreams, ran from your call, and turned back again.
Thanks for joining us on this Friday in Lent. Our 2.5-year-old granddaughter is special. Of course she is. But she is a fellow empath. That means in just a moment, she can notice and absorb the environment that she's in. If you're in a good or bad mood, angry or afraid, she knows it. Being as such myself, I worry for her and others who absorb the world around them. It's just too much to carry. So we need to give it to Jesus, the only one who can. You know, early Christians did not say, "Look what the world has come to." But instead they said, "Look who has come into this world." The messier and crazier this world gets, the more we are amazed by God's incarnation. Why would he continue to be patient and to bother with us? It was in a garden in Eden that our first parents, and we have continued, basically said to God then and now, "God, we're good. We've got this. God created us in his image, and we've been returning the compliment ever since. We think we are God, large and in charge. How's that working for us? Now or ever?" The season of Lent is a perfect time to get our emphasis, especially if we're fellow empaths, off of ourselves and onto the one who won't let go of us, who certainly will not let us bear anything alone. He does not promise to change things to our liking or even to his, as he is, thank God, not a dictator who imposes his will and robs us of freedom. He will not get rid of all of the evil in this world, as it would wipe us all out. He's saving that act for the very last one. This Sunday, our youth, without a word, will share the passion story. The greatest love story this world has ever heard and seen. It's a love story that lets us know about the incarnation of who it is that has come into this world. And he will let us spit on him, insult him, betray him, deny him, and crucify him. But he will never, ever, ever, ever let us be alone. His incarnation was not just a historical event, but is a reality here and now. I mean, really, here and now. An incarnational personal relationship with a living, loving Lord as close as our hearts. That when he speaks to us, don't envision him speaking 2,000 years ago to his disciples, but speaking words to us and to our hearts right now. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and let them not be afraid. Oh, I know I needed this, Lord. I need your presence and your peace. Remind me again and again through your passion and your cross that the only thing crazier than this world is your crazy love that will never, ever let us go. Give me Jesus so I can lean into your unfailing love. Because, Lord, I would have given up on us a long time ago. May you speak to our hearts, and may we listen. Speak right now to us. In this world, you will face tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen.